You try to calm down. You tell yourself, "It's fine. I've got this. Just relax." But your body doesn't listen. Your mind keeps going. Your chest feels tight. Your thoughts move faster than you can keep up with. Everything feels a little louder than it should. It's frustrating, because you know you should be able to handle it. This isn't a mindset problem. This is biology. Stress isn't just something you think. It's something your body enters. When your system senses pressure, your chemistry shifts. Cortisol rises. Your system becomes more alert. Your brain prioritizes speed over clarity. That state is useful in short bursts. It's not very helpful when you're trying to focus, think clearly, make decisions, or stay present. Instead of feeling sharp and capable, you feel tense, scattered, reactive, and mentally overloaded. Stress changes how your brain operates. Certain signals increase, others become harder to access. Glutamate, which drives mental activity, can rise and make the brain feel noisy and overstimulated. At the same time, the kind of smooth, steady signaling that supports calm focus becomes less available. The result is a system that feels busy, tense, and stuck all at once. There are also physical factors that make this state more intense. Low or unstable blood sugar can make stress feel sharper. Too much caffeine can push the system further into overactivation. Poor sleep lowers your ability to regulate what you're feeling. And when your system is under stress, certain nutrients are used more quickly. Magnesium, which supports calm and regulation. Vitamin C, which is heavily used during stress. B vitamins, which support brain energy and resilience. And amino acids, which help regulate neurotransmitters. When these are low, your system has a harder time coming back down. It doesn't always look like panic. Sometimes it looks like overthinking simple decisions, feeling overwhelmed by normal tasks, going blank in conversations, bouncing between things without finishing them, or feeling mentally flooded. A lot of people think they need to push harder. Usually, that makes it worse. Instead of asking, "Why can't I just relax?" try asking, "What state is my system in right now?" Because once your system shifts into stress, it doesn't respond well to force. It responds to regulation. If your chemistry is unstable, stress feels stronger. Steadier inputs often create a steadier response. Eating in a way that steadies blood sugar can soften the intensity of stress responses. Protein supports signaling and helps your system stay more stable under pressure. Large spikes from sugar or caffeine can make an already stressed system feel louder and less regulated. Stress burns through key nutrients more quickly, which can make recovery and regulation harder. Next time you feel overwhelmed, pause for a moment. Did I fuel my system in a way that supports stability today? Am I overstimulated or undersupported right now? Is this pressure or is this overload? You don't need to fix everything at once. Just noticing the state changes how you respond to it. This isn't about becoming perfectly calm. It's about understanding what your system is doing and helping it come back into balance. Because when that happens, thinking becomes clearer, decisions feel easier, and you feel more like yourself again.